MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, July 15, 2025. The trash collectors' strike is continuing, and the state wins a $17 million settlement. Mix of clouds and sun, low 80s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 3:28 p.m. The Republic Services strike continues. This is Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga with his most recent update.
Hi, this is Mayor Greg Verga calling with an important update about trash and recycling collection in Gloucester. As the labor disruption between Teamsters Local 25 and Republic Services continues, curbside recycling pickup remains suspended. While the city is not part of the negotiations, I continue to advocate strongly on behalf of Gloucester's residents, pressing Republic Services to improve communication, fulfill their responsibilities, and work toward a fair resolution. In the meantime, to help meet the needs of our community, the city is opening a temporary recycling drop-off site at the Department of Public Works Yard, located at 28 Poplar Street. Drop-off begins today, Monday, July 14th, from now until 6 p.m., and will continue Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. The service is available for residents only. No commercial drop-offs, please. Staff will be on site to supervise and manage drop-off. I know many residents have accumulated recycling due to the lack of collection over the past 2 weeks. To help keep the drop-off process running efficiently, we kindly ask that you bring your recycling to the DPW on your regularly scheduled collection day, if possible. The trash collection is continuing on regular schedule. Please remember to place your trash at the curb by 7 a.m. on your collection day. I know this ongoing situation has caused real frustration, and I appreciate your patience, flexibility, and understanding. We're continuing to push for progress and doing everything we can to support our residents during this time.
That's Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga. Caroline Enos reports in today's Gloucester Times, negotiations in the Republic Services, Inc. waste collector strike will resume today following unsuccessful contract talks last week. Statehouse reporter Christian Wade writes that Massachusetts is getting $17 million as part of a multi-state settlement with opioid manufacturers over their alleged role in fueling a nationwide drug epidemic. The deal will require drug makers to pay more than $720 million over the next 7 to 10 years to settle lawsuits filed by states and local governments claiming that they contributed to a wave of addiction. Massachusetts' $17 million will be deposited in the state Opioid Recovery and Remediation Fund to help pay for expanding drug addiction treatment and prevention efforts, according to Attorney General Andrea Campbell's office. More news after this break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Amanda Lurie reports on itemlive.com and Lynn, the Fayette Street Fire Station closed last Tuesday to undergo a multi-million-dollar renovation and addition over the next 12 months. It's estimated that the total project cost is $6.9 million, according to the mayor's office. A temporary fire station was built at 19 Porter Street on the property of the former Thurgood Marshall Middle School. Engine Company 5 and Ladder Company 1 will be housed at the new temporary station, and H1 will be temporarily moved to Tower Hill with Engine Company 9. The temporary station is a few blocks from the current station, and while there is a transition period as members get used to their new quarters, fire protection services will not be interrupted. Lieutenant Dennis Ring emphasized that fire services never went out of service. And the Marblehead Current is reporting, in Marblehead, the select board will meet today at noon to discuss appealing to state officials for leniency after Marblehead voters repealed MBTA Communities Act zoning changes, putting more than $4.6 million in grants at risk. The town faces the potential loss of $1.28 million in already awarded but not yet contracted state grants for projects including shipyard resilience, MBTA safety improvements, and community celebrations, plus another $354,000 in contracted grants, money already committed for infrastructure and planning projects that may be reconsidered due to noncompliance. From the desk of MSO's Media Director Bill Newell, the Salem News has announced its Tennis Player of the Year, and it's Jack Prokopis of St. John's Prep. The senior captain from Linfield led the Eagles to their second straight state championship this spring. Prokopis will play Division I tennis next year at Holy Cross. The Salem News Boys Outdoor Track Player of the Year is Alex Jackson of Peabody High School. Jackson won the Division II state title in both the shot put and discus. The Gloucester Times is out with its 2025 spring female all-stars. The MVP is Gloucester High School softball player Emma Carapachosa. She batted 502 this season and also received Northeastern Conference honors. The Daily News of Newburyport has picked Georgetown High School's Ty Southall as baseball player of the year. He was the team's pitching ace and also a feared hitter in the Cape Ann League. Daily News has also named Morgan Feltz as the outdoor track player of the year. The Newburyport High School star set several school records this past year and is headed to the University of Maryland. And the Major League Baseball All-Star Game will be played tonight in Atlanta. On behalf of our producer and engineer Bill Proposky, our media director Bill Newell, and our sports analyst Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.